Preparing for the future. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
So it's really our mission to get out to all of the farming community, not just producers and not all the way up at the government level, but across that to educate folks on what we're seeing, understand what those dynamics look like so that what we really end up with is an energetic engagement in the future.
Scott Kane, Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Aimpoint Research, recently spoke to Tennessee Farm Bureau members and farmers about what the company is researching in terms of how farmers can prepare for change.
I believe that the message really is, as much as the world has changed and will change, we have the capacity to change with. The challenge becomes, how do we respond to that? And responding to that means understanding what's most important to us. And so for me, it's about planning, it's about resourcing, it's about understanding what the world's likely to be like. So when you actually see those things happening, you're prepared to respond to that.
Kane brought up several topics to the group, and one he focused on was the new interest by consumers and concern of farmers about alternative meats.
Americans have faith in their farmers, and they trust their farmers more than they trust anybody else in that agri-food value chain. They don't want to lose the American farmer, but we do know it's changing with different folks manufacturing different products. What we say is that the market's big enough for all of them. Do not look at those as obstacles to your success. Find the ways to embrace your success and move towards that.
Still with that opinion, Kane understands farmers' concerns about the product, but also believes there's a place for both, and farmers will still be able to succeed.
What we see with most products as they come on the marketplace is that at first it's the early adopters who accept those, and eventually you get that bell curve where it's adopted. But we do not see a mass departure from regular consumption of meat or the consumption of those core products that we produce. We believe that there's actually going to be a balance that's met.
Kane encouraged farmers to accept change in a positive way so that we all can proudly continue providing food, fiber, and fuel for the world. Thanks for joining us, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.